I didn't really want to go searching through the sacramentary today for optional prayers, but today is the optional memorial of St. John Paul II. And it's an important day because really, when I think of John Paul II, what comes to mind is a phrase that he used, particularly after the attempt on his life: be not afraid. And when we read the scriptures, that phrase, or some variation of it, is one of the most common things that people who follow God are told. Don't be afraid. Do not fear. Fear is useless. What is needed is trust. We hear it over and over and over again. And I think when it comes to the scriptures and with things that we hear over and over and over again, it's the case because we just don't hear it. On some level, we don't believe it. This is an age where, quite frankly, it is very easy to give in to fear, because there are a lot of things to be afraid of. But the message of God is clear. Why is it that Pope John Paul II said so often this, "Be not afraid"? Well, I think the first reading we hear today is part of the reason. Because we have an amazing God who can accomplish all things for good. It may not be possible for us alone, but with God, all things are possible. And even in the most difficult or challenging moments, God still loves us and still cares for us and reminds us that He is still present to us. How many times a day here do we remind ourselves that we are always in the holy presence of God? And when we think of St. John Baptist de La Salle, how much did the people, the kids that he taught, the people that he worked with, how often did they need that reminder that even in their poverty, even in their difficulties, God was still always present? And so because of that, let us hear again the God who speaks to us. Do not be afraid.